Yo, this creative, and you listening to the Almighty Hip Hop Digest Show. Tune in.
Those moves are actually what helped to usher in hip hop and, you know, make it what it is on streaming today. So from that perspective, I think we're well positioned, you know, with my history at Apple, our ability to plug into physical in the way that we can now, like no other company, just seeing exactly the pie chart of streaming in the United States, streaming globally. It's an exciting time. Really, it is, I must say, you know.
It's exciting, but streaming got to get their shit together. Because I don't understand how the fuck you get paid off of that shit. Like, I mean, can somebody explain to me how you can get 1 billion streams and not get $1 million? Like, that shit don't make sense to me. Like, I don't know who the fuck running the streaming industry, if you in here or not. But nigga, you need to give us some information on how the fuck to track this money down. Because 1 plus 1 ain't adding up to 2. That shit don't add up. And I have to say it, because that's the main gripe with a lot of us artists, is that we do major numbers with streams and this shit, but it don't add up to the money. Like, what the fuck is the money? The money, the money, the money, the money.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And I want to call myself Lawrence Hilton Jacobs.
Jingleheimer Smith?
Nah. Lawrence Hilton Jacobs. Welcome back, Carter. Some of y'all might know him as Joe Jackson from that.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, he played that. He played one hell of a Joe Jackson, though.
Yeah, he did, boy. That face. The haircut. Lawrence Hilton Jacobs. Welcome back, brothers.
Indeed. No doubt. So before we get started, I will let the crowd know we have been crazy intermittent. I've had some personal challenges. That's as far as I will go with that. We will endeavor to keep everything on the straight and narrow as we get back in. So,
okay. I got one question for you,
sir.
One question. I need a BTS report.
So
remember you was talking about that.
Yes.
Shit.
So I'll give you the BTS report very quickly. So my daughter, as well as Swervin's daughter, are huge BTS and BTS affiliate fans. So my daughter gets some tickets, okay, to the UBS Arena in Long Island. Okay, I think that's where the Islanders play. So, you know, she says, for my birthday, the only thing I want is for you to drive me up there. And I'm like, damn, drive all the way to Long Island for a concert? But okay, that's my baby, so I'm gonna do it. So we pack up the junk, get a rental car, drive up there, and make it to Long Island. Now, I was on Linden Boulevard, as a matter of fact, though.
Hey.
Linden Boulevard represent.
Hey, that's right.
So I did make it out to Linden Boulevard. I was
rest
out
in peace.
Yeah, life. No doubt. It was out in all that Tribe Called Quest Black Sheep area in Long Island. But back to the report. So we get out there. So we find the arena. We pull up into a Kentucky Fried Chicken spot or something like that. And I'm telling you, it was a multicultural affair. Obviously, there was plenty of, you know, Asian, you know, young girls out there, but man, African-American girls of all ages, too, not just young girls, plenty of white girls, plenty. It was just really multicultural. And my daughter, Olive, was like saying, yeah, BTS, they have fans of all, you know, colors. It wasn't just the one affair. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's dressed in black. Everybody got the gear on, including my daughter or whatever. So that's what's up. She goes to the concert. Me and wifey, we end up at the Red Lobster, have a nice dinner, just clowning. And that's it. It's a long-ass day, you know what I'm saying, driving to L.I. up for the concert and then directly back to D.C. But that's the report. there's no yo, I heard the bass from outside, none of that.
Well, it's what I take from it is that you saw why they get all those numbers.
Oh, son,
you've seen all
son BTS affiliate, boy, they getting paid.
That's every city, you know, every country.
I don't want to hear nothing about no damn rappers okay, up against these kids, you know, forget about it. Yo, the concert gate crazy, as Hove would say. You know what I mean? No doubt. And Taylor, shouts to Taylor Greene, you know, will be at the Chicago concert gate.
Yes, she will. And she just showed me that she bought some damn Lollapalooza tickets. I'm like, God damn, yo. Go ahead, enjoy all that.
Okay, there it is.
They're not us, B. They're not us.
No.
They shouldn't be.
But she had a great time at the concert and all is well.
Good.
There it is.
Indeed. So, first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is we have been out, and a lot of these things may be old news, new to us, well, because we haven't been able to cover it, is ex-Fuji rapper, what is it, Praz, is that Michelle? how are you pronouncing that?
I'm just say Praz.
Okay, Praz. Okay, Praz.
Everybody knows who you're talking about.
Yeah, Praz from the Fugees. Praz Will. Yo, they got your boy found guilty in a scheme to help China influence the U.S. government. They called him a foreign agent, convicted of 10, count them, 10 felony counts.
Damn.
Now, I got to think that in the scheme of being a foreign agent, Praswell ain't even a corner boy. And what kind of example, what kind of example are they really setting? Because Praz ain't a corner boy.
You're missing part of it.
I am?
You're missing the part. Typical corner boys ain't pilfering $45 million. Unless you Franklin Saint from Snowfall or some shit. I guess it came to their attention from that money or something. He got away at first with like $45 million.
Okay, yeah. And actually, it says Praz testified last week that Lowe, a Chinese businessman, paid him $20 million in 2012 in order to get a picture of himself with Obama. Mm. So, I mean, a Chinese businessman was, he was caking Praswell.
Mess with me, you know I got it.
So, just because he took a picture with Obama.
Picture.
That nigga is a public enemy number one. Mm.
It's just... it says, according to prosecutors, Lowe, the Chinese businessman, directed over $100 million to Praswell to help push the government, including the Trump administration, to drop an investigation into Lowe himself.
Why are you acting like a Fox reporter right now? You want to say Tupac?
Praz. This guy Praz. Yeah. Let me tell you, Praswell. This guy Praz.
Right. Right, and you're right. I do got that Fox thing going on because, again, okay, he was getting caked. There's no doubt about it. But again, on a larger scheme of things, did he really have access? Other than to me, it sound like your boy had his hustle game up and was hustling the hell out of this Chinese businessman. Mm. Really not affecting no U.S. policy.
Well, what's the informant part of it? What is the...
I've seen people on the text chain talking about that because I've been totally out of the loop 1 million. Mm-hmm. You'd have to refer to the text chain to find out about the informant part, about him being an informant. But, I mean, yeah, fuck that. It sounded like to me his hustle game was up. 100 million?
It was up for a while.
Serious. Was crazy serious, and he make his boy Wyclef look like he was dropping the fucking bucket. Wyclef was robbing niggas in Haiti.
Right.
Damn.
Right.
Maybe that's why the white girl left.
So the white girl left.
Wasn't there a white girl part of the food? What was it?
No, that's what Lauryn Hill.
No, that he's talking about. He's talking
I'm
about
tripping.
The. He's talking about the mother niggas.
They're all the same to me. God damn it! Now I'm old.
That's disrespectful to Lauryn Hill.
No, he talking about
that white girl ain't nowhere near the same.
He talking. He talking about the Black Eyed Peas niggas.
Black Eyed Peas. Yeah.
Now I'm a Fox reporter too.
You just reporting all wrong facts and shit.
Shit. I'm gonna get fired.
So and you know what happened on Fox? Real talk though, they'd be talking about Praz and then have a picture of Will I Am up on the screen.
Oh, they definitely do some dumb shit.
Just
like
what
that.
I did.
You'd be like, this is the people you got working in the back. They don't even get their facts straight. They just throw any picture up here and you run with that.
Dude. That's funny. Ooh. But so your man, he look like he great to tall time. He great to tall time.
He gonna go
I
do
hope
some.
He
gonna,
that
what's
money
gonna happen is he gonna get some tall time, and then some future Republican president is gonna pardon that nigga. And he gonna be the fuck up out of there.
Oh, Trump.
No, his boy Praz. But if Trump get in, he might pardon that nigga.
I mean, hey, what's King Killer's boy Kodiak? Anyway, I digress.
No doubt.
No shouts to Praz though.
Yeah, I don't. I
was
wish
wilding,
right though. Again because I'm kind of really unprepared on topics. I don't know what all the snitching. The cop, the informant thing, whatever was going on or whatever. And you know what? In real talk, and I do want to talk about that just for a minute. That whole informant, that whole snitching culture, I'm going to say it once, I'm going to say it a million times on previous shows. That's, you know, why is the average cat on the street falling for that jail nigga shit?
Because that's just the. That's just the policy.
Because I saw a blurb where Young Thug had all of Gunna's music and image removed from some website or something or whatever. They wasn't friends or that wasn't his man, 50 grand or whatever. And just the smell of what they call snitching, whether if he did or not, I don't know, but the average cat is out here talking about and falling for and propagating this jail nigga shit.
Well, B, you know, we talked about it. It's not snitching if you are not a part of it. But if you are a part of it and you talking on it, that is snitching, B.
But that's not how these niggas carry it. Anybody
true,
talking on
true.
It. Me and you yeah. start talking on some shit, we snitching. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter. Snitching is snitching, and it's such a part of the fabric of our culture and our community that there's like, you like, nigga, do you understand? This
okay.
is the reason why it keeps shit all fucked up.
But
because
I'm
you refuse to tell shit that need to be told.
But that's jail nigga shit, though, right? That's jail nigga shit.
Well, but it.
Okay.
It propagates into our community, though, B.
All right. So the same thing, again, the stupid-ass example. I'm sorry. I'm going to use it. Your grandma gets a purse snatched, and I saw it, and I'm like, yo, that was two bricks from down the block who snatched the purse. I saw him.
You snitching.
Oh,
that's what they going to say. Nigga, why you snitching?
He took advantage of an older woman and snatched her purse. That nigga need to be locked up.
That is the reality of the situation. That, yes, he took advantage of an older woman and his ass need to be locked the fuck up. But if you tell on that nigga, if you say something, then you're snitching, which is fucked up. Because this nigga is a fucking menace to the fucking community. He needs to be the fuck up out of there.
Right.
Yep. That's true.
All right. That's what's up, yo. Indeed. That is what's up. So... next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, your boy Ed. Now, how you pronounce that? Is that Sheehan or Sheeran?
Sheeran.
How about do it the Republican?
Yeah, go ahead and fox it up.
Sheeran.
Okay, yeah, Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran as far as she could go.
Right. Threatens to quit the music industry if found guilty in a copyright infringement case involving the very litigious Marvin Gaye estate.
They on it.
They don't fuck around.
No, they don't fuck around. And I did do a little bit of background on this just enough to listen to the Ed Sheeran cut. Okay, they said he rips off the Marvin Gaye classic, Let's Get It On. Okay, so I listened to the Sheeran cut. All right. If I'm sitting on that jury, the Marvin Gaye estate loses. because it doesn't Ooh. Sound like, but because of what I know about Marvin Gaye's music, the underlying drum track and a lot of the bass line as well as tempo is too kind of familiar, but everything on top of that doesn't sound like the Marvin Gaye John to me.
I'm glad you did the research. I wasn't concerned enough.
Well, no, I mean, because again, like I said, people are still reeling off that Pharrell shit. You know what I mean? And you could clearly hear the Marvin Gaye John on that, the Pharrell John.
Yeah, we saying Pharrell, but it's also that nigga that was singing it.
Well, whatever his name was.
Yeah, I can't remember his name
Robin Thicke?
Okay. Yeah, Robin Thicke.
Okay, so off that Robin. But anyway, so Ed, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on this. I'm going to be like, did he really copyright infringe the Marvin Gaye John? I don't hear that. I don't hear that. You know what I mean? Now, I do hear, because history of doing tracks and sampling, and me and Kurt G sit in here and we break down all kinds of shit. You know, bass line, chord structure, because that's how we listen. I can hear Marvin Gaye elements in that. Now, Ed need to check his producer, unless Ed did it himself.
Ed produced it.
Okay, so, you know, I think that is a certain musician in a certain time that has kind of come up with sampling and is a little too familiar with cuts already recorded. So, you know, is it possible that he was kind of played that? Maybe just listen to Marvin Gaye at that particular time? It's possible. I'm not saying he infringed. Doesn't sound like
that
it to me.
That doesn't matter what you're talking about. Because what's going to be important is the judge or the jury, do they hear Marvin Gaye? And it might be niggas that love Marvin Gaye in the jury. It might be people who don't know nothing about sampling. They just going to hear what they hear. And if they hear the first part you said, then he'll be still making music. But if they hear the second part that you said, then Ed Sheeran's got to quit.
Okay, so your
he
man
said he would quit.
Well,
that's what he said.
So yeah, first of all, I'm gonna go on record and say I pretty much can represent the entire Hip Hop Digest. We don't give a fuck if he quits. Okay, that don't mean nothing to us.
He might go back to MCing though.
Okay. Ooh, and somebody said that he was an MC. I couldn't believe it.
Did he ever really MC though?
Right.
He might go back to rapping. How about that?
So anyway, it goes on to say Sheeran has vehemently insisted that any similarities between the 2014 hit and Marvin Gaye's 1973 song are purely coincidental.
The shit that gets you.
And those similarities are too common to constitute copyright infringement. And see, this is where it depends on who's the judge, you're right, and who the jury is. Because if the judge and jury know of Marvin Gaye's music, he's toast.
Yeah.
If the judge
and them is voting people.
Right. So. And if the judge and jury is a bunch of young people who have grown up with sampling. See, there's a couple of generations who hear music and just hear the music. Mm-hmm. They have zero reference.
Yeah, they don't know nothing about where it came from.
Right, they don't know nothing about where it came from. And I'm thinking Ed is kind of under that same thing. Like I said, the tempo, which you can't copyright, you can't. The actual beat itself has a little similarity of Let's Get It On and a lot of the bass line, but not all of it. Has a little bit of Marvin Gaye, but that's it.
To what people hear.
Right.
Because they don't, you know, most people don't know there was there 7 notes in music?
12.
12?
12.
Okay, there's 12 notes in music, and that's fucking from antiquity. So if somewhere along the line, some shit's going to sound the same.
Right. It's going to, and like you said earlier, where he may have heard that song somewhere in his, during his, playing of listening to music, he may have heard that song. And when he started, when the tempo started playing, maybe he got into it and started playing the beat, and the beat brought along something else, and he didn't know where it came from. It might have just been a feeling that he had, but the feeling was the fact that you heard that Marvin Gaye song before, and so you started going in that direction. ain't like you purposely went in there, heard Marvin Gaye, like, oh, I'm going in here and biting this shit. You just went in that same direction because you heard it before and it got that same vibe and you're like, okay, I'm going to go this way.
Which was the case that I was trying to explain to you the last time I believe we recorded about that October London jump.
Right.
There is way, hella more than Ed Sheeran.
Oh, for sure.
Hella more. And that, I'm not
that
even...
That shit is blatant.
I'm not even talking about sounding like Marvin, which he does. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about where
I'm talking about the music inflection. Right. The way it actually, way it's played, exactly. And the way it sounds. Mm-hmm. You can hear Marvin all day.
And you get that type of shit in front of a jury?
He's not big enough yet. Ed Sheeran is a fucking multi-gazillionaire.
And that's why the estate is going after him. You're right. October London is not even a factor. Which, by the way...
He will be.
But when he does become a factor, they're going to bring this bitch up.
Which, by the way...
That song came from 2014, you said, right?
Yes, sir. Right.
So they're bringing that shit up, and that's fucking 9 years old.
Yeah. Which, by the way, if that October London ever comes out on vinyl, I am buying it.
I mean, it's great music.
That's a good record. Matter of fact, that's an excellent record.
It is. So, it is.
No doubt.
Indeed. Mood music.
Yeah, shout to Death Row and Snoop Dogg. You can believe that.
Yeah. Oh, it's bringing that up. I just happened to see a clip today of our favorite shit-talking dude from the West Coast, Daz. Was on there talking crazy shit about Suge and talking about he lying about, you know, the whole doggy style and all that stuff. Dr. J produced all of that shit, all of it. So he was calling Suge out for that shit.
I gotta do the internet, YouTube. It's a wasteland of it really is a wasteland of anybody who was in and around Death Row at that time. I think there's probably. I don't know, man. I think there's only probably less than 3-4 people or even less than that who have real credibility and who really are telling the truth on that. Everybody else is running around, you know what I'm saying, trying to get credit.
You think Daz is trying to get credit?
No, I think Daz was there.
I was about to say, he wanted the real ones.
So Daz wouldn't have any reason, well, other than maybe to protect Dre's image or whatever. But I don't think he would have a reason to just lie about that shit. Like, nigga, I want the credit. If I produce Doggy Style, nigga, yeah, I did that shit.
But like I said, look, is it possible that somebody produced some stuff and then obviously didn't get credit and their name is totally left off?
Oh, yeah, you know, niggas.
That happens.
Like Mailman and them niggas is like, yo, I played the keyboards. I did this on that motherfucking record, yo. Dre didn't do that shit.
Right, right. And that could be well true. You know what I'm saying? So...
Yeah, all that music, it was played by the JBs. All we think about is James Brown.
Right.
I know.
Double filling them niggas was getting down.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, and, right. They was getting down. They played the music. God, I forget his name. Was producing all the tracks. I mean, just was the musical director. None of those guys get credit, but,
all we say is James Brown.
Or just like, again, the great documentary, Standing in the Shadows of Motown. Mm. You know, all those great musicians who did what they did and gave you the Motown sound, you know, hardly get the credit.
Those writers and shit. Yeah.
No doubt. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Kid Capri calls his album The Love a masterpiece.
Oh, boy.
Kid Capri. So Kid Capri basically said that he put out a record, and the record was motivated by Lil Pump's dissing of Eminem. And that Lil Pump with a very vigorous, you an old nigga, nobody want to hear you style diss. And Kid Capri said to himself, I'm tired of it.
Kid Capri said, I'm an old nigga. I'm tired of these young niggas getting at us on some bullshit.
And it's the tried and true story of, again, guys our age, older or even a little younger, certainly displaced in the commercial world of music.
Yep.
But that is going to happen anyway. You know? Now, for full disclosure, I ain't listened to the Kid Capri John. I just was reading and, you know, would like to discuss his motivations. You know what I mean?
Okay.
No young boy, no young ladies is going to want to really hear a Kid Capri album, in my estimation, unless he got young boy beats on there. And then even then, nobody is paying attention to your granddad driving up the street playing Young Boy beats.
Mm. Ain't nobody trying to hear Kicky Bree bust no rhymes.
B, no, I'm just saying, period. You know what I'm saying? As old as I am, and if I had the crunk system in the whip, you know, why would I drive past the school right across the street from my house, you know what I'm saying, up the street playing Young Boy beats? Why would I do that?
Because you want to show them that you're hip.
B.
I'm not just hop.
B, I'm not hip. I'm not hip. You know what I'm saying? If you hear anything, in my whip, it's probably going to be, Scenario from Tribe Called Quest. You know, I mean, they're like, yo, hear that old nigga?
Again, some young boy might sample that joint, and they'll be like, oh, that's a such and such.
Ding! I got
Damn.
You.
But, you know, there are, just like there are people like us, there are old heads like us that enjoy that Drake and shit like that. There are. They exist. So, I don't know. I guess you'd have to talk to every one of them.
They're lying.
You say they're lying? I don't think they're lying. I think they just was always people that was in love with whatever was commercial, whatever was on radio. And since Drake is that, they love that shit. Just the way the same way they loved Hammer, the same way they loved anything that was on the radio and popping at the same time.
Right, right. It might be genuine to an extent. Genuine by default. Because that's what they do. They don't dig. They don't go on their little extra other websites. They just stick to whatever's popular, and they might, you know, get influenced by that shit.
They've been influenced.
Right.
But anyway, shout out to Kid Capri. I probably will dip into the album at some point and see what's up. He said he got his daughter on the album. He's got probably a lot of reggaeton on the album. From what I'm reading, I'm sort of gathering that. But, you know, I'll dip into it and probably give it a smell test. And see, because I always like Kid Capri. I mean, he is a B-boy's B-boy.
And I hope he gives us a scratch record on there.
You know what I'm saying? Well, that's a good question. I don't know. Very good. But he is a B-boy's B-boy, and I've seen him in numerous occasions DJing for KRS-One and other top MCs, you know, knows the music, knows, you know, the material. So yeah. shout to Kid Capri. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is legendary DJ K Slay honored 1 year after losing his battle to COVID-19. K Slay, who I always had a love-hate relationship with, K Slay, rest in peace, God rest the dead. But man, knowing where he came from.
Ooh, from the beginning.
Yeah, from the beginning. You know, especially coming from the Aerosol era.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Speaking of Aerosol era, I see you about to get in on a small scale.
Sir. And here they go, right here. I got these little miniature train cars that I will be bombing.
Okay, that's what's up. So, you know, and then all the way up through Straight Stuntin' Magazine, which I'm not mad at the Gentleman's Magazine as far as that goes, but. Man, a lot of time K Slay spent on the air pumping a lot of young bulls with no skill, and I didn't really understand it.
Because he had a job to do, B. Just like your boy with the bombs all the time. They got jobs to do.
Mm. Mm. So,
you know what I'm saying?
But anyway, people were honoring him and looking back at K Slay. And now, I'll tell you one thing, though. He was one hell of a character in terms of how he represented. I always appreciated, I may not appreciate what he represented, but I always appreciated how he represented, yo. Because either young boy or old head, you wasn't going to come up to Kid, you wasn't going to come up to K Slay fronting.
Nah.
So, because he was going to put you on the spot. So, no doubt. All right, as we continue on here, we kind of freestyling. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is... People got fired the past couple of weeks.
People got fired?
Yeah, people got fired in the past couple of weeks. Your boy on both, it almost seems too much of a setup because once they took out Tucker Carlson on the Republican end, they took out Don Lemon
Deleted.
They took your boy Don Lemon out. You know what I mean?
Don Lemon, like, damn, I'm just sitting here minding my business.
Yeah.
I was on the sideline with my helmet in my hand and got took out. I wasn't even in the game.
Nah, it wasn't even football. It was more mafia style. Yo, Don got clipped.
It was a hit.
Yeah, Don got clipped. You know what I mean? And for that fact of the matter, yo, and Tucker. You know, I ain't down with his crazy redneck white ass, but Tucker got clipped. Tucker got clipped because
Tucker was out here doing the most.
But Tucker, let me tell you something, the thing about Tucker. You don't think that Tucker wasn't doing what the Murdochs wanted him to do over at Fox?
Of course he was. He was following the orders. He was doing what he did for the clicks and for the check.
And he got clipped.
Well, he didn't get clipped until they that pushed big ass lawsuit
came
shit.
And they had to pay them niggas.
Right,
but they settled that bitch.
They pushed a button on him. The Murdochs was in the room. Yo, this is Casino. This is everything. You know what I'm saying?
Casino showed up thinking he was made. Actually, that's Don Lemon. Don Lemon showed up to work, thought he was made.
And got clipped.
His makeup person wasn't there. Hair wasn't there.
I mean, Don Lemon, you know, Don Lemon, maybe Don Lemon was made. Maybe Don Lemon is Billy Bats, where he showed up and was like, you know.
Don was not made, yo.
Don wasn't made.
Clearly. If he was made, he'd still be there.
Okay. So
when Tucker, you made, you can't be touched.
Tucker was made.
Unless they sanctioned the hit. They sanctioned the hit, you're done.
Okay. Tucker was made. Tucker was made, and they sanctioned the hit.
Yeah.
Okay, he was made and they sanctioned the hit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shit.
Damn. He bought a casino.
For real. Well,
I'm funny? What kind of funny am I?
I think he got beat down with a phone.
So, you know.
Man.
So anyway, yeah, so those guys got fired on the political talk on that, and your man was just... And it was so crazy. The people that, and I'm talking about redneck, red state rednecks who love him. Mm. He, in his text and in writing, was like, basically, Trump a moron. The motherfuckers who fuck with Trump are idiots and morons. And they was eating that shit up and they still fuck with Fox. They still fuck with Fox.
Because they knew what it was. They knew that wasn't what they really, how they really felt. They just said that to because that lawsuit came up on that ass.
No, but I'm talking about, now, you know what? I'm talking about red state redneck white folk who, in the same way, I guess maybe they suffer from the same thing we suffer from. Because we talk about that. We just got done talking about that jail nigga shit for us.
That stop snitching shit.
Yeah, that stop snitching shit. Well, they suffer from, to me, kind of the same shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You got Tucker and all them motherfuckers of Fox is basically saying, we're going to pimp the living daylights out of these dumbass white folk. Okay? Yep. Strictly for money. Okay? And white folks still, but I love them. But I love Fox.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
till they put their foot down and say, I don't want no fucking Bud Light.
Oh, hey, that's a whole other topic that'll fuck around and get you canceled. Be careful.
It got Bud Light got canceled. In our hood, we don't fuck with that shit.
All right. Well.
All I can say is Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Trust me, the truck come around with that. They come around with that red, white, with that the pink, blue, and green can, and give it away for free. You gonna drink it? Ain't that right?
I don't think so.
Hoss, Cartwright, and them niggas gonna drink that shit.
Yeah, I don't think you understand the extent of that shit.
B, them niggas ain't fucking with it.
I really don't. You said you've been out of the loop, B. That shit.
I have been out of the loop, but you know what? Something tells me they wouldn't want nobody to see him drinking it. But they come through with that Bud Light truck with them painted cans.
Yeah, that free Bud Light truck gonna get shot up.
Yeah. At this point in time, they gonna chase him. Get the fuck out of here.
They gonna chase that truck out of the neighborhood. I promise you.
All right, yeah,
that's some serious shit, B.
We'll
talk about that off the show.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that. I still say you come around there. Don't matter what the company is, you come around there with some free Nikes, free Adidas, niggas on it.
Oh, niggas gonna be on anything.
Niggas will be on anything.
About the hood?
In the hood, yeah.
They pouring that pink and whatever can into a red cup, my G. I thought we was talking about Alabama.
And those redneck state niggas, they come around with that free shit. They ain't fucking with it right now.
Okay, nah, you say nah. so.
Not right
I
now.
Think human nature... Nah. I think human nature take over. They be like, free beer?
You too used to black people boycotts that last for an hour. Mm. Them folks is dead ass serious, B.
They ain't fucking with it right now.
I don't know. All right, so we're going to move on beyond them cats, two cats getting fired. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest.
Two cats getting fired.
Because they going to land on their feet, trust.
Believe me, Tucker already got a job.
Anyway, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. There's the rest of peace portion of the show, and certainly plenty of people have passed away since we got in proper, but we will give a shout out to, and like I said, we're doing this on the fly. I don't have my usual place of birth, that type of thing. Ahmed Jamal. Okay. Now, everybody wants to talk about Parliament Funkadelic samples. Everybody wants to talk about James Brown samples, which are probably the bedrock of hip hop, no doubt. You know, on both coasts, all coasts. But man, Mr. Jamal, son, rest in peace. What Kurt G is going to do and how we honoring you, sir, is every cut at the end of the show is a sample from your massive, massive discography.
Hold on.
Is it every cut?
It's every cut, but I ain't taking credit because I ain't going to do that.
All right. Well, then who?
I'm not going to be Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
I'm not going to take credit for it.
All
somebody
right.
on the text chain said, could you play every song at the end of the show as samples from him? I don't remember who it was.
I think it was DJ Q.
It might have been DJ Q. Somebody did. And I said, okay. And I went ahead and got all the joints. Got a list of joints.
Okay, so shout out to whoever.
Right.
You know what I mean? I thought it was DJ Q who said that. But anyway, but his discography is too long to mention, and his samples are absolutely fantastic, and you will hear at the end of the show. Actually, do yourself a favor. As you hear the cuts at the end of the show, those who listen to the cuts at the end of the show, go find the original Ahmed Jamal Jones. And immerse yourself in a musical lesson.
He's got so much stuff. It is ridiculous.
All right, next topic. I'm sorry. I'm totally out of practice. Rest in peace to Jerry Springer.
Jerry.
Man, Jerry Springer, one of the original, not the original, but one of the early big boys as far as shock jock afternoon talk show television goes.
Yeah, he used to be on 11:30 at night. Because I used to watch that shit.
Now, wasn't he the... Is he the one who invented You're Not the Father?
No, that's Maury.
That's Maury? Okay.
Maury Povich.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, he a DC cat, too.
Yes, he is.
So anyway, Jerry Springer... Actually, I do know Jerry Springer was the former mayor of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Indeed, he was.
I do know that, and you know what I'm saying?
And did you know just recently he had a show called Judge Jerry?
I didn't know that. Indeed.
Yeah, him and fucking, what's the black dude with the mustache? Mr. Everything Black. I can't remember his fucking name right now.
Okay.
I'm tripping.
Yeah, here we are. This is what happens when you get in your late 50s, y'all.
Family Feud, because I don't think about this dude too much.
Are you talking about Steve Harvey?
Steve Harvey, yes. Steve Harvey got a judge show.
Oh, yeah, I know about Steve. I ain't tripping off Steve. Yeah,
well,
anyway.
Jerry had the same shit. Right. And I got a comment on that real quick.
Okay,
no
yes,
disrespect
please.
To Jerry Springer. No disrespect to Jerry Springer. Okay? But he originally, I'd say probably as far back as the late 90s, I would watch Jerry Springer at night to forget about my problems because it was people on there fighting and doing all the stupid shit that you could imagine. So it watching that shit at the end of the day made me forget whatever the fuck was going on with me during that day, right? So that led me to think Jerry, throughout the years, has brought out and shown the worst of people. The worst.
Indeed.
Right? And we, as a community, have celebrated that show forever.
Well, Jerry was a favorite of an African-American community, no doubt.
Jerry, Maury, Ricky Lake.
Yes. So I might get in trouble here, but I'm going to say it anyway. We had somebody like Kevin Samuels, who you might not have liked his approach. It was a different approach than Jerry Springer. Same kind of shit, but a different approach. And that man was dragged after his death.
I think Kevin, this is what I'm saying. See, I think Kevin, and I'm not saying an excuse or up or down either way, is that he played, and I'm, you know, to a certain extent, the truth does hurt, but I think he played a certain kind of class warfare within the dating scene. Let's say, I'll say African-American women and men in that relationship, where is that you sort of seen as a either a high quality or low quality nigga, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like working regular 9-to-5 ass working niggas. But let's say this person got a value system that is impeccable. But, you know, whether the sisters is going for that or not, I don't know. And then the sisters themselves took offense to, as he would call out, their own, let's say, idiosyncrasies. Maybe, you know, you got one or two kids, but you a good sister and you really just looking for a good man. I don't know, Kevin, he got dragged. I wouldn't put Jerry in that same, because I think he just threw up hoods of all colors. His hoods, 100. It was redneck, white hoods. He just threw up the underbelly no matter who it was.
That is very true. But I just caught that in the side of the corner of my eye. Like, damn, Jerry was showing the worst of us. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, actually, after a while, though, it did get fake. I think, I forget what that lady's name is who had that show where she ambushed a dude who his friend was gay and liked him. And she hit him. I forget who that lady was who went to court, all that shit. I think that's when they start getting fake and they start having actors be on the show. But I promise you, yo, if you look at the Jones from the early 90s, them shits was real. You saw real connections fist to face and all that kind of shit. Steve trying to be in the middle of all that. But as the current days, it was just a bunch of swinging and fake shit, yelling and stuff. But
oh, yeah,
whatever the case, Jerry had folks locked for mad years.
No doubt, indeed. And the next one, this is not a shout out, but it is a sad statement of history. The death of Carolyn Bryant. What is that? Donham?
Donham, yeah.
The woman who set up Emmett Till, who just straight out and out lied, and Emmett Till lost his life. She passed away. Obviously, we're not honoring her, but
no, she gets no props.
No props, no doubt. But just as the saddest statement of our history, that a woman who, for whatever reason, felt like she's going to take it upon herself to basically point out a African-American young person and say, he did this to me, and she knew it would cost him his life.
I don't say this much about many human beings, but I hope she had a miserable life, and I hope she has a miserable afterlife.
Well, damn. You know, that's up to the Lord. You know, and you know, and she, only thing I can say about her is that she will be judged, as we all will, by the righteous judge.
Oh, for
after
sure.
It's all said and done. Well, so
she had to live with that decision, so that was probably more torment than any fucking thing.
And fuck those Mississippi judges and sheriffs and all them people that let that shit go too.
Oh, B, that shit was baked in anyway.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you're talking about town. They're gonna let that shit go no matter what.
Right, no doubt. So, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Old Man Radio. Not that this wasn't Old Man Radio.
I thought that's what we are.
All right. So, Swervin brang up that he listened to a record on the Carter, what is that, 3?
The Carter
3. Yeah, the Carter 3.
The Carter, a particular record that he listened to was Dr. Carter.
Wait. Some background.
Okay, sure.
He'd be like, yeah, he was listening to Lil Wayne?
Right, you said no, Carter 3. Ain't no, that about 100 years old?
I did not seek out Lil Wayne. I listened to a station on Spotify that plays originals and then plays records that sample that original. And I was totally shocked when they played the record and then they came across Lil Wayne, Dr. Carter record. And I'd never heard it because I didn't listen to the Carter 1 through 5 or whatever the fuck it is. I didn't listen to them. All right? So I was like, wow, Wayne rapped on this shit? So I shared with my brothers that I heard it. And y'all listen to it tonight. So I'm just sitting back waiting to hear what you have to say about it.
Well, I heard it. And I'm like, okay, just like you, that was my first time hearing the record because I didn't even have no clue about it. But the other records that was on that album, I said, damn, this is, had to be his fucking biggest selling album. Because I'm like, I heard all of these damn songs that was on there, Lollipop and all that other shit that was on that motherfucker. I was like, damn, a Millie too? Yeah. But that song, Dr. Carter, I don't know. I never heard that shit before in my life. And I won't know if I was shocked that I heard him rapping over it as much as I was like, damn, he's actually rapping over a breakbeat almost.
Mm. Well, it is a breakbeat.
Yeah, yeah.
And for me, it just always goes to show that these guys, obviously, I mean, making music, they do that for a living, and trends and things of that nature. I ain't gonna say fortunate enough to be able to follow that and to be able to make millions of dollars. But when it really got right down to it, could Wayne, without, you know, his brain trust, the light show coming in the basement, you know, with one beat up camcorder and get down? Maybe. I doubt it, though.
Let's not sit here and act like the rhymes were incredible. I didn't say the rhymes were incredible.
Well, they didn't have to be. And so that's the thing I'm talking about. I think Wayne rhymed on that because he obviously because he could and because he wanted to, and that he was not going to set the world on fire with his lyrics, but it didn't have to be because all that hit shit that Kurt G talking about, mm-hmm. that's that Hollywood shit.
No doubt. Yeah.
This particular record right here was probably Wayne at his authentic self, just being a B-boy. You know what I'm saying? With no pressure to make a hit. So, you know, all that Amelie shit, all that other shit, that fucking Lollipop shit, that's phony shit. You know what I mean?
Mother sucker, I'm ill.
So that's how I take it. That's how cats, I think, would generally make records if they didn't have the pressure to, you know what I'm saying? Now, Lil Wayne, if he bring his next record, yeah, he's competing with a lot of drill. A lot of new young drill nigga shit, and he rocking. Wayne got to be in his
30s. Oh, okay. He's pushing 40.
Oh, you think he's pushing 40?
Don't let time slip by you.
Wayne's got to be an old head now.
No young boy no more, yo.
Yeah. He done passed that.
Wow. So
Wayne the OG now.
Okay, but I'm just saying, though, but yeah, his next record, he could be competing with a lot of 18 year old drill niggas. So I don't know. You know what I mean?
I don't know if he even need to go down that lane.
He don't, you know, but he will.
Oh, Lil Wayne is 40, just so you know, the is good he? Old internet.
Wow.
Fouty.
Bow ow.
Alright, no doubt. And alright, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. I don't really even know what to say about this. T-Bear said that everybody needs to go back and listen to Leader of the New School, Time. T-I-M-E. Now, yeah. I got the record.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
There it is. No, you see it?
No, I mean, you know what I mean? You see it. I got the record. I'm going to be dead ass honest with you. I can't say that I remember this record. I remember classic material. I remember the single material, off of this joint. Mm-hmm. I remember classic material. And, you know, but I can't say off the dome that I remember this record. If I put the record on and we listen to it, it's probably dope. And it's one of the records that is dope, but lost to history dope.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So,
there's a lot of records that are lost in history that were dope.
Oh, yeah, of course. And, you know, and that's so much of hip hop anyway. You know, records that were dope, but is lost to history. I think it was Easy Bake off of Questlove and them website, OK Player, that had the best hip hop soundtracks and went through all these different soundtracks or whatever. A lot of dope music, a lot of things left the history that were dope. Somebody mentioned the soundtrack, The Office Space. And I was like, how the hell can you forget that? You know what I'm saying? Because it's got that, it's got the Slum Village Get This Money on that joint. Oh, how can you forget that? You know what I mean? And actually, I was looking through the few soundtracks I got. I don't have a lot of them. I got like How High on vinyl. I got Belly.
You got Black and White?
I got Juice. I got High School High. I got New Jersey Drive. I got Colors. I got Wild Styles. Just coming to things I'm thinking off the top of my head. I got Less Than Zero.
Oh, Less Than Zero,
Going back to Cali.
Public Enemy, too.
Yeah, Public Enemy, yeah, no doubt. Those records on there. So there's been a few. I'm not a soundtrack connoisseur. If I see something out there and it's reasonable, I'll just grab it. But
well, you might want to add Black and White to your... joints.
I don't have Black and White.
That's that movie with Mike Tyson and the Wu-Tang folks in that joint.
Oh, see, yeah, I don't have that.
That was pretty good. There's another movie about I can't remember who was acting in it, but what's that dude, Ben Affleck, where he played a like a fake ass stockbroker. I can't remember the name of it, the movie, but that was a dope ass soundtrack too.
Oh, by the way, Time, The Inner Mind's Eye. If anybody was wondering, Leaders of the New School.
See, when you have the time.
Yeah, I mean,
time same. To look
right,
at it.
Right, exactly. I'm looking at the cover right now, you know. So it's crazy, you know what I mean? That is generally the Hip Hop Digest. Sort of out of phase, out of practice, out of whack a little bit. Like I said, I apologize to our listeners out there. I had some personal issues that are ongoing. So, you know what I'm saying? We hope for a good resolution in that so we can get back to what we do as efficiently as we do it. But
I missed a moment in the RIPs. Shout out to my brother, our brother Cookbook, who lost his mother recently.
Oh,
he's recovering from that. So, love and light, brother.
Oh, yo, Cookbook.
Yes, keep your head.
Keep your head, and certainly, you know, God is next to the brokenhearted.
Indeed.
So, all right, so we are at Kurt G's World Famous. Oh, no.
What happened?
Oh, see, I'm out of practice. Yes. I was like, Kurt G's World Famous. No, we are in the Hip Hop Digest Digital Freaks Albums of the Week. I'm out the whip, yo.
Yeah. We had
I'm totally out the whip.
You had to stop that one, hit the brakes on it early. Yeah, hit the air brake.
Then can you believe it, yo? I just got ran over.
All right. This week, coming from our brother Pete, we got Mayhem Lauren and DJ Muggs and Mad Lib Champagne for Breakfast. That's Mayhem Lauren, DJ Muggs, and Mad Lib Champagne for Breakfast.
Before I stop you really 1 second?
Okay.
Think about this new New York shit, and it's all the same tempo. And it's all the same vibe. Really not a lot of drum programming. But there's one record on there.
On the Champagne for Breakfast.
On that Champagne for Breakfast where they up the tempo. And your boy is fucking riding the living daylights out of that beat. I'm not going to tell you the record because I want you to go ahead and discover it for yourself. But ooh. I did listen to that album. And I'm like, I felt like Marty Schottenheimer. There's a gleam. There's a gleam.
Wow.
That's how I felt, because as good as a lot of these new York niggas, and I'm sorry to interrupt, G, but just like trap and drill, there's a certain sameness. But on this particular record, I'm in my Marty Schottenheimer. There's a gleam.
I thought you'd hit that Brian Dawkins.
There's a gleam.
Do you feel that?
So, anyway, I'm sorry for the interruption. Yeah. All right. Digital Freaks, to resume the Digital Freaks Albums of the Week.
All right. And this week, brought to you by Matt, is Substance 810, and observed since 98. The lion's share. That's Substance 810 and observed since 98. The lion's share. Didn't you know didn't Schottenheimer coach the Lions at one point?
Who was he?
It was Cleveland, Kansas City, and
I remember Kansas City. So, yeah, he was here. Yeah, he was here. Okay, and then the joint brought to you by me is Preach Jacobs Francis. That's Preach Jacob Francis.
All right, that's all I got after a bumpy ride on this show.
Hey,
a bumpy ride.
It's all good. You know, we different, yo. We different. Even though Joe Budden and the ilk may shit on us, we different. And guess what? We're free.
Yeah, but they steady biting, so.
Ooh.
All right, so hope to see y'all next week so we can do what we do. We'll see as the week progresses. There's a gleam. That's all I can say.
There's a gleam.
There's a gleam. Good night.
Aye, Dan.
God bless.
One.
Joint. Yeah. This is going out to all alive motherfuckers, know what I'm saying? All the real niggas, Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, California, La Bella, Puerto Rico, wherever the fuck you from, know what I'm saying? Yeah. The story takes place back in the South Bronx. We're at the age of 14, I was already knocking on punks. Yeah. The suckers were scared to death. Every time I walk by, I hear them niggas take their last breath. See, I just didn't give a fuck. And if you had a sheepskin, I let the bomber, you was getting stuck. Word. That was the way it was. One day I went to visit my aunt and stuck up my cuz. See, shit was fucked up back then. No matter what the fuck I did, I never had no ends. And my mom's was on welfare. Hey, yo, I knew I had a father, but the nigga was never there. So what the fuck was I to do? I'm sick and tired of being the bummiest nigga out the crew. I gotta get mine, I gotta get cash. I see your old man, I'm gonna rob him with the quick fast. Give me your motherfucking loot, poppy. I'm gonna get paid and can't a damn thing stop me. See, I'm tired of this poor shit. And who the cops? Well, they can suck my motherfucking dick. Cause all the niggas ever do is harass. That's why I get glad when I hear somebody smoke that ass. Just to let you know how I feel, word I'm up, the fucking shit is real. Hey yo, it's real. Hey yo, the shit is real. Hey yo, it's real. Word up, the shit is real. Now I'm 16 and there's a brand new scene. I'm making mad loot, getting paid off the dope fiends. Keeping shit in check and order. And my main man Tone was fucking everybody else's daughter. See, everybody knew in town that Joe and Tone had shit locked down. And the nigga wouldn't test me. It seems like every other day the fucking cops arrest me. But the shit will never stick. I make one phone call and be out right quick. Cause Uncle Dan had my back. And now niggas getting jealous cause they know I'm living fat. Talking shit around for weight and on the block. But never in my face cause they knew I packed the Glock. And my crew is mad deep. A bunch of crazy Puerto Ricans so when yo don't sleep. And all your bitch ass niggas know for deal. Check it out, the fucking shit is real. Hey yo, it's real. Hey yo, it's real. This shit is real. Yeah. Hey yo, it's real. Check it out. Let me let you know why I made this song. Brothers can't deal with the real word is born. I'm sick and tired of these fake ass niggas saying that they catching bodies when they never pull the trigger. I know your style, I've seen it before. You're wearing army suit, now you think you're hardcore. Drinking on your 40s, smoking on your blunts. Can't afford a chain, so you wear gold fronts. Yeah, you're faking the funk, kid. And you'll be getting it up the ass if you ever did a fucking bit. It's time to separate the real from the phony. The name is Fat Joe Punk, act like you know me. I come equipped with the rough shit. Nowadays I
can't believe the bull rappers come up with. And all your bitch ass niggas know for deal. Check it out, the fucking shit is real. Hey yo, it's real. Hey yo, the shit is real. Hey yo, it's real. This shit is real. Word up. I wanna say peace to my peeps, the beat nuts. Messages of fuck, strictly roots. My man Full Flex, Zulu Nation, Jazzy J in the house. Diamond D, the whole ticking in the crates crew. And rest in peace to my man Tony Montana. Hey yo, I'm out, word is born. This shit is real.
Big screens, mad rubbers to keep my clean, chrome tools and rent. And I only go downtown to buy jewels and tents. Jabot guests, old golden s. I check the mic to one and chew gum to ease the breath. Yes, my style is wild, like them cats in Villanova. The heat on the street and keep my 40s spilling over. So the skunk and keep me high when I'm focused. And I don't sleep, just take naps with one eye open. See, I believe it be the w in me, it's feeding me the inspiration. Shabigazi rock the nation, from white folk to Haitian, but equal, yeah. Jamaican, what? Earn them C's like degrees of Mason, because you're faking, I'm on point exclamation with the cape. The flavor misbehavior from the super duper rhyme.
Make it the microphone mask, super rhyme maker. Come get the microphone mask, it's the super rhyme maker. Make it the microphone mask, yeah, super rhyme maker. Hold it down, hold it down. Make it the microphone mask.
I got to give a shiggity shout to my mans, my fans at the shows, friends, foes, diggity stunt, drats, I'm thinking it rather fat. Oh, through a shake, rattle, and roll. Thick, thicker than your, cause yo, I be's a Brooklyn Duke. And I got more spunk than that punk from Punky Brewster, bust the lingo, gringo, diggity star, bingo. I run like Kunta, break phones like Mandingo. I'm starstruck like Starbuck, the bad bro with Madden. I'm all that. More cat like Tonka, or Hasbro, I have them. Figgity fair, yeah, it's me and mine's masters of the microphone, makers of the
well, show. Well, yo, this sound clever. I'm down for whatever, like nothing nice. Pick up to DJ Dice, wrecking shop when he cut and slice. These 20 MCs, please, I never heard of some. We need to murder some like Colin Ferguson. But now you heard us from the under, so feel the thunder. Your best to come clean like J. Roo or Felix Unger. I fuck like whistle, see I sedition you, dismiss you. My style's official and that's the issue. I show the flow, I go until it's time to leave. Believe, I'm packing more rhymes up my sleeve.
Make
it the microphone, yeah, super rhyme maker.
time. Bigger than microphone mask, yeah, super rhyme maker.
I'm feeling it, feel the passion, it's real the moment. I'm feeling it, feel the legs pushing up on the sand. I'm feeling it, feel the high that you get from the light. If you feel it,
I keep it real in most. I know you're feeling it. Crystals are nice, I like the toes, I keep on spilling it. Bone crushes, I keep real close, I got the skill for this. On my back, the flyers closed, looking ill as shit. Transactions illegitimate, cause life is still a bitch. And then you die, but for now, life, close your eyes and feel his dick. Since diapers had nothing to live for like them lifers, but making sure every nigga stay rich within my cypher. We paid the price to circle us, success ain't turned my mic up. I'm about to hit these niggas with some shit that'll light your life up. If every nigga in your clique is rich, your clique is rugged. Nobody will fall cause everyone will be each other's crutches. I hope you fools choose to listen, I drop jewels, bust it. These are the rules I follow in my life, you gotta love it. Jiggy Jigger looking gully in the joint. If y'all niggas ain't talking about large money, what's the point?
I'm feeling it.
Even if it ain't sunny, hey, I ain't complaining. I'm in the rain, doing the buck 40, hydroplaning. What shorty?
Where you disappear to, son?
Maintaining, putting myself in no position. Most of these rappers ain't in. I'm living. The Ill Street Blues got your hunger painting. Nothing to gain in the whole lot. The lose, you're still singing. Ooh, I'm Pharaoh in every borough. My name be ringing, warming it up for the perfect time. Then hit your brain and you're feeling it. To all the girls, I bought a girl who took and sell my bricks. No doubt they can vouch, my life is real as shit. 95 South and Poppy on the hill and shit. And all the towns like Cambridge that I kill with shit. And all the thorough ass niggas that I hustle with. Throw your joints in the air one time and bust your shit. These fake rappers can't really know I'm loving it. You feeling it?
I'm feeling it. Feel the glass to the top of my way. Feel the legs pushing up on the sand.
I'm feeling it.
Feel the high that you get from the line. If you feel the rage of hell in the sky.
I'm feeling it.
Feel the glass to the top of my way.
Feel
the legs pushing up on the sand.
I'm feeling it.
Feel the high that you get from the line. If you feel the rage of hell in the sky.
What, y'all ain't heard that nigga Jay High? Crystals will keep me wet like Baywatch. I keep it tight for all the nights my mama prayed I stopped. Said she had dreams a sniper hit me with a fatal shot. Those nightmares, man, them dreams that you say you got. Give me the chills, but these meals, well, they make me hot. Y'all don't feel me, enough to stop the ill and ride. But at the same time, these dimes keep me feeling tight. I'm so confused, okay, I'm getting weeded now. I know I contradicted myself, look, I don't need that now. It's just once in the blue when it's nothing to do. When the tension gets too thick for my sober mind to cut through. I get the zone in, me and the chick on the island and we're boning. I free my mind, sometimes I hear myself moaning. Take one more toke, then I leave that weed alone, man. It got me going, shit.
I'm feeling it, feel the glass to the top of my way.
Feeling it,
feel the legs pushing up on the sand.
I'm feeling it,
feel the high that you get from the light.
Feeling it,
if you feel the rage of hell in the sky.
I'm feeling it,
feel the glass to the top of my way.
Feeling it,
feel the legs pushing up on the sand.
I'm feeling it,
feel the high that you get from the light.
Feeling it,
if you feel the rage of hell in the sky.
I'm feeling it,
feel the glass to the top of my way.
Stakes is high when you talking about
God.
automatic focal point, bringing damage to your burrow. Be some brothers from the east with them beats that be thorough. Got the solar gravitation, so I'm bound to pull it. I gets down like brothers are found, ducking from bullets. Gun control means using both hands in my land, yeah, where it's all about the cautious living. Migrating to a higher form of consequence. Compliments are struggling, that shouldn't be notable. Man, every word I say should be a hip-hop quote.
I'm sick of bitches shaking asses. I'm sick of talking about blood, sick of Versace glasses. Sick of slang, sick of half-ass award shows. Sick of name-brand clothes. Sick of R&B bitches over bullshit tracks. Cocaine and crack, which brings sickness to black. Sick of swole head rappers with they sickening raps. Claps and gaps, making the whole sick world collapse. The facts are getting sicker, even sicker perhaps. I stick a push to make a bundle to escape the synapse.
Man, life can get all up in your ass, baby. You better work it out. Now let me tell you what it's all about. A skin not considered equal. A meteor has more right than my people who be wasting time screaming who they've hated. That's why the native tongues has officially been reinstated. Stakes is high. We talking about stakes is high. Y'all know them stakes is high. When we dealing with them. Stakes is high. Man, hey, yo, stakes is
what
high.
About that love?
Yo, it's about love of cars, love of funds, loving to love mad sex, loving to love guns, love for opposite, love for fame and wealth, love for the fact of no longer loving yourself, kid. We living in them days of the man-made ways where every aspect is vivid. Word. These brothers no longer talk shit. Hey, yo, these niggas live it. About to give it to you 24/7 on the microphone. Plug one, translating the zone. One, no offense to a player, but yo, I don't play. And if you take offense, fuck it, got to be that way. JD Dub, show your love, what you got to say?
I say Jesus make you make it out of high regard. And niggas dying for it nowadays ain't hard. Investing in fantasies and not God. Welcome to reality, see times is hard. People try to snatch the credit but can't claim the card. Showing out in videos saying they co-star. See shit like that'll make your mama cry. Better watch the way you spend it cause the stakes is high.
You know them stakes is high when you're dealing with the stakes is high.
Check it. I think that smiling in public is against the law.
What?
Cause love don't get you through life no more. It's who you know and how you, son. And how you getting in and who the man holding you up. And how was the skins and how high? Yo, what up, how? I heard you caught a body. Seem like every man and woman shared a life with John Gotti.
But they ain't organized.
Mixing crimes with life enzymes. Taking the big scout route and niggas no doubt. Better than they know they daughters and they sons.
Oh, yo, people go through pain and still don't gain positive contact. Just like my main man who got others cleaning up his physical influence. His mind got congested, he got the non-influent. Neighborhoods are now hoods, cause nobody's neighbors, just animals surviving with that animal behavior under eye. We'll be rhyming from dark to light sky. Experiments with needles and skin connect. No wonder where we live is called the projects. When the mistakes is high, you damn sure try to do anything to get the piece of the pie. Electrify, even die for the cash, but at last you be out, even though you're wanting more. This issue was closed like an elevator door, but soon we open once we get to the next floor.
With the
stakes is high. You know them stakes is high when you're dealing with them.
Damn, look how motherfuckers use a nigga. Just use me for whatever the fuck they want. I don't get to say shit, just grab me, just do what the fuck they want. Sell me, throw me away. Niggas just don't give a fuck about a nigga like me, right? Like I'm a gun. Shit, it's like I'm a motherfucking gun. I can't believe this shit. Word up. I seen some cold nights and bloody days. They grabbed me in bullet spray. They used me wrong, so I sing this song to this day. My body is cold steel, for real. I was made to kill. That's why they keep me concealed under car seats. They sneak me in clubs, been in the hands of mad thugs. They feed me when they load me with mad slugs. 17 precisely, one in my head. They call me Desert Eagle, semi-auto with lead. I'm 7 inches, 4 pounds, been through so many towns. Ohio to Little Rock to Canarsie, living hard
harshly, beat up and battered. They pull me out, I watch as niggas scattered, making me kill, but what I feel, it never mattered. When I'm empty, I'm quiet, finding myself fiending to be fired. A broken safety, niggas place me in shelves under bed, so I beg for my next owner to be a thoroughbred, keeping me full up with hollow heads. How you like me now? I go blow, it's that shit that moves crowds, making every ghetto foul. I might have took your first child, scarred your life, crippled your style. I gave you power, I made you buck wild. How you like me now? I go blow, it's that shit that moves crowds, making every ghetto foul. I might have took your first child, scarred your life, crippled your style. I gave you power, I made you buck wild. Always I'm in some shit, my abdomen is the clip, the barrel's my dick. Uncircumcised, pull my skin back and cock me. I bust off when they unlock me, results of what happens to niggas shock me. I see niggas bleeding, running from me in fear. Stunningly tears fall down the eyes of these so-called tough guys. For years I've been used in robberies, giving niggas heart to follow me, placing peoples in graves, funerals made cause I was sprayed. I was laid in a shelf with a grenade, met a wrecked up tech with numbers on his chest that say 5209385 and 0. Had a serial deface, hoping one day police will place where he came from. A name of some sort of person to claim him. Tired of murdering, made him wanna be a plain gun. But yo, I had some other plans, like the next time the beef is on, I make myself jam right in my owner's hand. How you like me now? I go blab, it's that shit that moves crowds, making every ghetto foul. I might have took your first child, scarred your life, or crippled your style. I gave you power, I made you buck wild. How you like me now? I go blab, it's that shit that moves crowds, making every ghetto foul. I might have took your first child, scarred your life, or crippled your style. I gave you power, I made you buck wild. Yo, weeks been by and I'm surprised, still stuck in the shelf with all the things that an outlaw hides. Besides me is bullets, two vests, and then a nine is a grenade in a box. And that tech that kept crying cause he ain't been cleaned in a year, he's rusty, it's clear he's about to fall to pieces cause of his murder career. Yo, I can hear somebody coming in, open his shelf, his eyes bubbling. He said it was on, I felt his palm troubled him, shaking. Somebody stomped him out, his dome was aching. He placed me on his waist the moment I've been waiting. My creation was for blacks to kill blacks. It's gas like me that accidentally go off, making niggas memories, but this time it's done intentionally. He walked me outside, saw this cat, caught me back, said remember me. He pulled the trigger, but I held on, it felt wrong, knowing niggas is waiting in hell for him. He squeezed harder, I didn't budge, sick of the blood, sick of the thugs, sick of rap for the next man's grudge. What the other kid did was pull out, no doubt, I knew of me in better shape. Before he lit out, he led the chase, my owner fell to the floor, his wig split so fast I didn't know he was hit. It's over with, heard mad niggas screaming, niggas running, cops was coming. Now I'm happy until I felt somebody else grab me. Damn.